Chapter 12, An Early Thanksgiving. Maybe I should explain Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is big in the United States, even bigger than Christmas, and not as religious. It's also typically American. Historically, Thanksgiving is the celebration of the first year the American settlers spent on the American continent. The settlers had left Europe because of religious persecution and gone to start a new life in America. When they arrived, in the spring, they had planted vegetables and cereals. The first summer, they had watched them grow, and in the autumn, they had enough vegetables and cereals to survive the cold winter. So they thanked God and had a meal with the Indians who had helped them. It was the first Thanksgiving. Nowadays, it's sort of thanking your friends and family and being grateful that you have food and a home and people you love. Usually, Thanksgiving is celebrated in America on the fourth Thursday of November. Today is the first Thursday of November, so we're 3 weeks early, but everybody says it doesn't matter. If Franklin Delano Roosevelt could change the date of Thanksgiving, so can we. Diana has cooked a big fat turkey, and Dylan and I have made a pecan pie. Suan has brought a bottle of French champagne. Alan is showing his work to his dad. Bob Dylan is playing in the background. Alan looks up and our eyes meet. I smile. He silently mouths, "Thank you," at me, and I nod, meaning it's fine. Diana stands up with a champagne glass in her hand. "I'd like to propose a toast," she says, "to my two wonderful sons, to my patient and understanding husband, and to our precious friends, Suan and Kelly." We all drink. Well, Dylan drinks a Coke instead of champagne, but we all raise our glasses to family and friendship. Suan keeps looking at her smartphone. Suddenly it buzzes and she smiles. "I've got a surprise for you all," she says. "Outside, come with me." We all follow Suan out onto the street. We cross the road, then she says, "Okay, turn around now." There's a mural painting on the wall of the gardener's building. It's a painting of old men, young men, boys and babies. It says, "Fathers and sons, remember Bob Dylan." Alan is amazed. "Who did this?" he asks. Suan smiles knowingly. "Your friends," she says. "They were really worried about you, and they're happy to see you're back with your family." She sends a quick tweet on her phone, and from the corner of the street, seven artists with paint cans come towards us. I can't believe it. These are the artists I dreamt of meeting, and here they are, all together in front of me. Suan introduces them to Diana and Frank. Buff Monster, Trusto Corp, Work, Dazik Fernandez, Owen Dippy, Jorrit Agok, and Ilko Virus van den Berg. I look at Suan and at Ilko. "Van den Berg," I repeat. She smiles. "Oh, it's quite a common name in the Netherlands. It means from the mountain. Not that there are a great many mountains in Holland," she adds. "You're right, though," Ilko says with a smile in my direction. "I'm her son." So she has a lot of first-hand experience dealing with father and son stupidity. "If my father were here, he'd probably tell you of a few times when Mum had to negotiate between Dad and me. And although my father's dead, we were good friends in the end, so I have no regrets. When she told us about Alan, we were all happy to help." "And I've got another surprise," Suan says, looking like the cat who ate the cream. "Tonight, I want to see everybody at the Café Wa at 10 sharp. In fact, it's 11 o'clock when the owner makes the announcement. Dylan is nearly asleep on my shoulder. "Ladies and gentlemen, friends and associates, There's somebody here tonight you all know, at least from reputation. His first professional gig was in this very room, and now he's gotten the Nobel Prize for Literature. Ladies, gents, girls and boys, please welcome Bob Dylan. The whole restaurant screams. Dylan wakes up at the sound. We can't believe our eyes. Is this really Bob Dylan? We look at each other, amazed, and then smile. It's kind of logical, after all. There are 5 people to say goodbye to me at the airport. Suan tells me she'll be in Paris next month and insists I must come to an exhibition she's organizing. Diana invites me to New York for the New Year. Frank promises to inquire into art schools in New York and to help me get into one if that's what I want. Dylan keeps saying I'm the best babysitter he's ever had. Alan just looks at me. Then it's time to go. As I move to my seat on the plane, my phone buzzes. Ratatouille at Ratatouille. You will come back, won't you? I smile. Callie at Callie. Try and stop me.